Most of us have been wondering if life will ever get back to normal again. COVID has stopped more personal contact than a room full of sweaty socks. Well, perhaps the best indicator of normalcy is a return to Sports Nation. Hello, everyone. This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary. This is a show you help to sponsor with your gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. Those contributions are tax deductible, and you can always find out more at WWIB.com. The major sports organizations have attempted to come back. NASCAR's racing to empty tracks. Baseball's opening day is supposed to happen this week. And NFL football opens training camps next week. Major League Soccer assembled their teams down in Orlando to play their matches in a sort of a protective bubble. But even with that, a bunch of FC Dallas players were tested positive for COVID. So the kickoff tourney was over for that team. 29-year-old MLS veteran left back Ryan Hollingshead of the Dallas club is checking in with me today from Big D. So you went down in Orlando, Ryan, for the tournament, and then the positive tests. You were sent back home. Tell me what happened and what's going on right now with your club.
Yeah, so it was a crazy situation. Obviously, the league went through, everything they could do, putting protocols in place, talking to the top CDC officials and top doctors dealing with this pandemic to form some sort of bubble in Orlando for all the teams to meet in Orlando, quarantine themselves in Orlando, and basically play this tournament down there at the Wide World of Sports. And so we got down there, and upon arrival, had two cases of COVID on our team. And after, traveling all day with each other and then training that next day, the cases spread pretty quickly. So the MLS protocol let us down in a lot of ways, and I think just living in our market in Texas wasn't helpful as well. I think with the amount of cases that Texans have had, it's just prevalent down here. And so, yeah, by the end of it, we had 14 cases across, I think, 12 players and two coaches or so across our team. And so because of that, we had the whole team quarantined for about 2 weeks down there and had to pull out of the tournament with the inability to play due to lack of numbers and just lack of training. So once they shut us all down, we had even the healthy guys had to stay quarantined in their room because some guys were starting to test positive up to 10 days after first being exposed to COVID. So it got out of hand quickly, but we finally got out of there. Now we're back in our home market in Dallas and just trying to gear up for whatever the rest of the season is going to look like.
Wow. So you told me you're stuck in a hotel room for, what'd you say, 2 weeks? Man, that had to feel kind of like a jail sentence for you guys.
Well, it was brutal, but there was honestly, I had okay because I had a balcony, so I was able to get fresh air. There was a period of time, though, where about half of our team did not have a balcony or windows that opened to the outside, and so they literally did not get fresh air for about 5 days until finally we got the hotel staff and the league to transfer them into rooms that would have some sort of outdoor access, because in the quarantine process, I mean, they were delivering food to our rooms. They were bringing food to us, and we were not able to leave our room for any reason. And so we were stuck in, our little 10-by-15 hotel room for 14 straight days. And on top of that, we were, doing Zoom workouts and trying to stay fit as much as we could in our rooms. And so you can imagine for guys that don't have windows or don't have any access to fresh air, doing an indoor workout in your room and then, proceeding to stay in that room for the rest of the day is not a friendly situation and not a good smelling situation either.
Yeah, I bet not. Unbelievable. It's got to be really frustrating, Ryan, this scenario you guys have been through, start and then stop and start and stop the season multiple times here.
Yeah, it takes a mental toll on you, and this is our third preseason we're starting right now. So we did one back in January. We did another where we are kind of doing individual trainings and then ramped up to team trainings, getting ready for Orlando. And we had put 2.5, almost 3 months into Zoom workouts, training. I mean, guys are, you know, running sprints up the, you know, the street out front of their houses. Guys are finding local parks that are open to try to go get touches on a ball when all of these stay-at-home orders were put in place. And so we are doing everything we could to stay fit and put in a lot of work and a lot of time and, you know, doing 3 loads of laundry a day to keep all of our gear fresh and ready for the next day. And so it was a brutal process. And so to get to Orlando, we were, you know, just so excited to finally be able to compete and finally be able to get back on the field doing the thing that we love. And so for that opportunity to be shut down on us was quite a bummer. And the guys really felt the weight of that. But that's also, you know, that's part of being a professional athlete, the mentality of having to just bounce back when things are tough and having to continue to press forward. And so our guys are really strong. The team is together and strong. And so we're ready to bounce back. But at this point, we're just itching to get on the field and itching to play again. But obviously trying to do it safely.
Yeah, what an experience for you guys. Well, there was a bit of a silver lining for Ryan through this COVID close down here. Yeah, I think we'll save that for our next show here. The former UCLA All-American and top player, MVP for the FC Dallas MLS soccer team, Ryan Hollingshead, with me on Sports and Commentary. We'll get it together again very soon, Ryan. Thank you for taking time today.
Of course. Thanks for having me on.